You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The ongoing Republican effort to undo the Affordable Care Act took another turn last week when President Trump signed two executive orders aimed at undermining it. One of those orders stopped reimbursements to insurers for discounts they are required to offer low-income consumers. Here's President Trump speaking earlier this week when he called them a bailout.
This is money that goes to the insurance companies to line their pockets, to raise up their stock prices. And they've had a record run. They've had an incredible run, and it's not appropriate.
Here to explain these subsidies is Donna Rosato. She's a senior editor at Consumer Reports. Donna, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for talking with me.
So, Donna, is President Trump right? Is it fair to call this a bailout?
No, the insurance companies don't need to be bailed out. The individual insurance market has been stabilizing. Insurance companies that were losing money participating on the ACA exchanges have left, and the ones that have remained are profitable or are on track to being profitable.
So what was the point of these payments in the first place?
To get people to participate in the individual health insurance market. Without these financial subsidies, many low-income people would not be able to afford their health insurance, and they would not be buying health insurance. Some 85% of the people who buy insurance on the Affordable Care Act exchanges get financial help to pay their premiums, and almost 60% get additional help to pay out-of-pocket costs for deductibles and copays. Those are the payments that President Trump was calling a bailout.
Donna, why should the federal government be involved in this at all? I mean, it seems President Trump has a fair point there. Why shouldn't the insurance industry just subsidize itself?
The short answer is it's really expensive. The federal government subsidizes an estimated $7 billion this year in the cost-sharing reductions, $10 billion next year. And insurers say the cost of medical care, especially prescription drugs, makes covering health care costly. So there is a philosophical question here, sure. But at the end of the day, insurance is a business. And insurers say they can't afford to cover those high out-of-pocket costs without help from the federal government.
Open enrollment starts in just 2 weeks. That's November 1st. Are the insurance companies increasing their premiums with that looming date approaching?
Insurance companies have already increased their premiums. Most insurance companies already planned to build in the possibility that the funding for these cost-sharing reductions would be eliminated. So we're seeing pretty stiff premium increases already, on average 20%, but as much as 40 or 50% higher for the 2018 plans than for 2017. So people aren't going to see rates go up more than they've already been expecting, but they're up quite a bit already.
Donna, isn't there any way that President Trump is right about this, that there's great benefit to the insurance companies under the current system?
Well, there is one way insurance companies could benefit. Most insurance companies have already hiked rates up significantly to cover the possibility that the cost-sharing reduction payments they get would disappear, and they would be on the hook for the billions of dollars. If that funding is restored, which is being discussed in Congress right now, and the payments start flowing again, then the insurance companies that jacked up their rates to cover the costs could pocket the extra money. But people in Congress are working to prevent insurers from double-dipping. So nothing's clear yet, but it might be that consumers would get a rebate or there'd be another way to bring rates down.
How do you see the health exchanges? What do you think they're going to look like down the road?
Right now, we have a population of people who are using the health care exchanges who really need health care. So we are seeing people having to pay higher premiums to get the kind of coverage that they want. The question is, will people be able to afford the premiums that we are seeing, the higher premiums that people are having to pay than they may have expected? I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what will happen after 2018. But if the uncertainty around the ACA continues to drive people away from either enrolling in plans or from insurers wanting to participate, or insurers who do participate offering plans for such high prices, it's going to be hard to attract healthy people who may think that they could go without insurance.
Donna Rosato is a senior editor at Consumer Reports. Donna, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for talking with me.